I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Ben and Buck, hour number two. I saw that, Paulie, on the YouTube stream.
Oh, is it not up there still?
It was last segment.
You can just leave it.
There it is.
My new nickname?
Buck.
I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Buck Funting.
Last name?
Yeah.
Funting.
Yeah, first name Buck. Last name Funting.
We're talking about, obviously, the Padres 3-1 loss to the Cubs yesterday. Were you okay, Buck, with Matt Shaw bunting in the eighth inning with the Cubs up 2-1 against Jeremiah Estrada? Number 9 hitter, a righty-on-righty matchup, had a lead single, runner on first, just like the Padres had in the fourth inning, with a one-run lead, trying to extend that lead, playing for one run that inning.
Yeah.
You were okay
absolutely.
With that one.
Okay. Said earlier, Freddie Fermin needs to get one down later today. Again, it's not that I hate bunting as a whole. I hate bunting 50% more. Sacrifice bunting 50% more. David Jay with a really good point yesterday. What did they say on the broadcast? Matt Shaw never bunted at the big league level. Never dropped out a bunt. Apparently, you don't have to do it 400 times a season to get it down.
That was something that the Padres thought could be an advantage for them.
Correct. Hey, it's not.
We've done it. We've normalized this culture. When you need a big one in the postseason, we're going to be able to lay it down. Well, the Cubs hadn't, but they were able to lay it down anyway.
I loved that quote from David. I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was genius. Yeah, you don't have to do it 400 times a year to get one down in a big moment. You know, he's bunted before. Guys are capable of doing it. We have taken it as a part of our offense.
Matt Shaw got plenty of props from color analyst Ben McDonald on the television broadcast for keeping that bunt away from Manny Machado.
Let's talk about that. Yes.
What?
Let's talk about the broadcast a little.
I listened to Jesse and Tony early, but I did catch some of the ABC telecast with Kevin Brown, Jessica Mendoza, Ben McDonald, and Jesse Rogers.
All right, so Kevin Brown, I think we can all agree, is fantastic.
He was good.
Jesse Rogers, when they cut down him for his interviews, fantastic. Jessica Mendoza hates the Padres. She loves the Dodgers. She's like a Dodger fan since birth. That's okay. It happens. It's going to, you know, your biases will bleed through. As the game wore on, Ben McDonald started to feel like someone was shoving needles in my throat. That I was tied to a chair and they just kept pricking me.
Now,
with
be fair, Ben McDonald knows his stuff.
There's no question.
Former number one
there's
overall
no
pick.
There's no question he knows his stuff. There's no question. I'm not questioning his baseball acumen. I'm questioning his delivery is what I'm after a while when you're just seething because your team is, you know, bunting and not getting guys in. All you hear is every time he spoke, I just pictured Ernest, like Jim Varney, Ernest Goes to Camp. And it started to make me insane. It was just like, he'd just be like, well, butter my buns. Look at that. He got himself a base hit. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm listening to our buddy Foster call an MLB game. Hey, oh, boy, look at that. He's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. I can't believe it. He thinks the sun comes up just to hear him crow. I'm like, what is happening right now? I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. What the hell? What am I watching here, hee-haw? It got me, dude. Hey, Vern! It was driving me nuts. By the end of it, I had lost. Now, listen, I was screaming at my kid. I lost my mind at the end. I'll give it to you, but he murdered me at the end.
Oh, that is so funny.
Polly, you're as useless as T's on a boar, boy. Where am I? Back on the farm? Like, it was awful, dude. It was awful.
He's a Baton Rouge, Louisiana native. Went to LSU.
Indeed,
number one overall pick in 1989. Didn't have a great MLB career, but
he should have. I had 7,000 Ben McDonald rookie cards because I thought he was going to be the next Tom Seaver. He threw the nastiest yakker I've ever seen in my whole life. Him and Greg Olson, they were on the same team. And I go, who's going to beat the Orioles ever? These guys are incredible. And, I'm sure. And Kevin Brown's a G, dude. He was great. I wonder, in the course of 162, if he goes home to his wife and he's like, he literally has a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth. I don't know what to do at this point. Like, it's driving me insane. He was making. So they have the same crew today, right?
Yeah.
Just make sure you listen, Max, when you're.
Oh. There was a point, I booked Jesse Rogers the other day. Like, I knew who the broadcast crew was, and yet, you know, I had gotten the movers out. The movers left yesterday in the first inning, so I finally, like, I sit down, it's like the second inning, I'm watching on my phone, and there was a moment where I go, who the F is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy?
What am I listening to right now? Is this Foghorn Leghorn?
Ernest goes to Wrigley. That's what it felt like to me, dude. Like, hey, Ernest, do you want to come up and call a game? Just killed me, man. And again, if we're up 7-1, I'm probably coming here today going, man, how great was that? He was
ben
all
McDonald
countrified. It was so fun. We were getting killed. And just you could see it slipping away. So every time he did one of his little, you know, boy, you catch more flies with honey. I'm like, I'm going to die. I want to die. It just really started to grate on me at the end. It's so stupid. So that was that.
Oh, man. Let's look big picture. What did the Cubs do better than the Padres? What did the Padres do better than the Cubs in the game yesterday?
They executed, man. They executed defensively when they had to.
Padres didn't make any defensive mistakes at all, I would say.
You know what?
Manny turned a good double play.
He did. That was a nice DP.
I don't think there was one area of defense that I would say where the Padres slipped. Now, did they have the opportunity to make any spectacular plays?
No.
I don't think so. Just the way baseball kind of works. I don't think there was any slip-ups at all from the Padres in the field in the game.
Honestly, there was just one play that stood out to me. The flare into left.
The one that Gavin Sheets they talked about. Ramon Laureano might have caught that one if he was. Yeah,
I think he got. I don't think he got a good jump. Number one. I was texting with. I was actually texting with Skip Schumacher yesterday, and he goes, "Man, let me tell you." He goes, "The shadows are real," and I go, "I have no doubt. You can. You don't need to be a big league manager to know that the shadows out there are nasty. You can't see it off the bat. How many times did we? Ian Happ almost booted one.
Yeah.
What in like the first inning? I mean." It was. He had sunglasses on the back of his head.
Was that when PCA came flying and got it at the last second?
There was Happ found it and then came back and ran seven steps in at the last minute. And then he found it. Arise, you know, made the pop-up catches. They looked a little dicey, but he caught them. The Padres did.
They did fine
what they had to do. That single did not end up hurting Adrian Morejon, who got the double play.
God, he was brilliant.
Nice turn by Manny, and he got the pop-up there after two, you know, very softly hit singles to start the inning. Could have been disastrous, but the Padres did get out of that inning. I thought they were solid. Yes, the shadows, if
they're
anything,
real.
Played a factor with the Cubs bullpen, which was a good bullpen, but the Padres were supposed to have the edge on the bullpen.
They were
and
amazing.
The Cubs bullpen went 4 2/3 innings. Perfect. They did not allow a base runner. No hits, no walks, no nothing against the Padres offense. And maybe part of it was the shadows. Maybe part of it was pressing the approach. You're down late in the game at that point against guys who were throwing over 100. I mean, they all had a little extra. Palencia, a little bit extra there. He had been their closer early in the year. That was a very aggressive choice.
He got five outs, right?
He came in the fifth inning after 4 1/3 from Boyd and got five outs right there.
Nasty, huge outs.
Early in the game. And that's playoff managing right there.
No question.
By Craig Counsell to bring in your former closer early in the game in that situation.
And then the one that just gutted the entire city of San Diego, because this dude took every single nickel he could from the San Diego Padres and never did anything. Drew Pomeranz comes in and goes 1-2-3. Piece of cake. Like he was rolling out of bed on a Sunday morning. I mean, he had zero problem. Zero. Oh, there's Drew Pomeranz. It was nuts. And you're like, that's the one that's
stung. Now, what did the Padres do better than the Cubs? Well, they certainly made a ton more contact. Cubs struck out 13 times to only 6 for the Padres.
Yep.
Padres overall made better contact. They hit the ball harder. They had higher XBA on their balls. They got a little unlucky in that game yesterday.
They did.
There is no doubt about it. No doubt that the Padres got a little unlucky.
Well, when you mix unlucky with lack of execution on, and again, you know, we had this argument a few weeks ago, Benny. Getting a guy in from third base with less than two outs is why we love RBIs. It's why we love them. It's why they will never be an overrated stat. There's a different mentality, a different mindset that you have to have for a guy that can do it. They did it. We didn't. Oh, that the RBI guy, the guy that has that ability to shorten his swing and say, I just got to get it to the outfield and get this run in, or hit that ground ball to the right side. There's such an art to it. There's a skill to it. There's a mindset to it. Not everybody can do it. I didn't do it a few weeks ago in a game. I walked. Paulie was on deck. I walked by him, and I go, oh, I guess RBIs don't matter. Paulie comes in and picks me up with a knock. It's a different mentality. It is so much harder to do than we all give it credit for, which is why anybody that ever says, oh, RBIs don't matter, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. I will fight that to the death. You know, the guys that can do it are different.
Jackson Merrill actually hit the second longest ball of the game.
Bro,
Wynn knocked it down, I think, a little bit.
What is with squaring balls up? I mean, if hitting the ball to the warning track was the art of the game, we would be the best team in baseball. The best team in baseball. Nobody hits more warning track shots than
we do.
You know,
Carson Kelly, give him credit. It was a tough pitch to hit. It's a routine fly out at most places. Only a home run in three ballparks. Wrigley Field is one of them, so Padres definitely got a little unlucky in that game yesterday. You know, the problem is that, you know, no team has come back from losing the first game since they instituted the wild card round in 2022. Now, the Padres did do it before that in the COVID season in 2020. Remember, they lost game one to the St. Louis Cardinals and then fell behind in game two, then came back and won that game, won game three, and advanced to the division series. So there's a fairly recent precedent of the Padres coming back in that situation. The season is not over, to the contrary of what, you know, the doomers would like you to think.
No,
Padres need to win a game today.
Correct, that's it.
And then they have a chance to advance tomorrow. You know, if this was a coin flip, would I bet on the Padres? No, you'd have, you know, flip the coin today, you got 50-50. All right, it came our way, you do it again, 50-50 tomorrow. That means you got a 25% chance. The odds are not in your favor at this point, clearly. But they're also not astronomically impossible odds to win two games in a row, even on the road.
You're not down 3-0, right? You're needing, you know, with 4 games to play. It's not it. You need to win a ball game today. How much confidence do you have in Dylan Cease? Now, after watching the game yesterday and the strategy that everybody said you need to employ, that we actually employed pretty well, of throwing fastballs up in the zone, Dylan Cease has that ability, period. Will they adjust? Will they spit on it? Will they be strikes or will they be out of the zone? Because they expanded. The Cubs expanded yesterday. As you said, they struck out 13 times. I have confidence that Dylan Cease can throw fastballs at the top of the zone. I really do. I really do, which is probably why he got this start. I have confidence in him. He needs to go one time through the order, and then you unload the pen. You unload it. Whatever you have to do, but you have to have a lead. Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be not going up against Shota Imanaga. It's going to be against Andrew Kittredge, who K'd him yesterday. Then you're, as far as like,
late in the game in the shadows.
Yeah, no doubt.
This will be a different at bat. And I'm curious about this strategy that Craig Counsell announced after the game, that Kittredge is going to be the opener and start. Right-hander, obviously, to face Tatis and Manny in the first inning. That's
correct.
Why he's coming out there. But Tatis and Arise, who will, I assume, face him in the first inning, both got to see him yesterday.
Yes.
Got some looks. That usually helps a batter out to see the same guy 2 days in a row. He's also doing it because Shota Imanaga has been a dumpster fire in the first inning this season. He's given up 20 runs and 25 starts in the first inning. He's been really, really bad in the first inning. So they're trying to avoid Imanaga versus Tatis and Machado in the first inning. Let him come in the second inning, presumably, face the lefties at the bottom of the Padres order, get through the righties once at the top, and then get to face the lefties again. That's the Cubs' strategy for this game. Will it work or will it backfire?
How do you counter? What do you do to counter? You know, who do you move things around? Do you move Jackson Merrill up in the order? Do you move Jackson Merrill up to the
Arise 1, Merrill 3? Get two lefties against Kittredge in the first inning and then, the first three at-bats.
And you're going to, again, I don't think you can, you got to figure out a way whether it's, I don't know. I mean, your options are Bryce Johnson, Jose Iglesias, or Luis Camposano, right? To be a right-handed bat, to split up that lane. That lane came back to kill us. It came back to kill us, as we all said it would.
I just don't know the right answer. I can see Gavin Sheets coming through with a big hit, a big home run. You know, he made contact yesterday, didn't go his way. But I can also see the argument that you need to break it up and that Bryce Johnson and his defense as well at Wrigley Field might be the right call, especially if Shota Imanaga is going to be the guy that he's going to face twice. And then you can bring in Sheets later in the game.
If it doesn't work out and you lose because you're starting Bryce Johnson and Gavin Sheets, who's powered you through the whole season, sits on the bench, that's tough as well.
It is. And it happened to the Yankees yesterday. Everyone up in arms about the Yankees leaving, I think, 50 home runs on their bench. Now, against Garrett Crochet, they did not want Jazz Chisholm to be in the lineup. Jazz Chisholm was a 30-30 guy sitting on the bench in a playoff game. Now, I get it. It's Garrett Crochet, but like we talk all the time. What do we talk about on this show? If I'm the skipper, I'm managing to cover my ass. I'm managing to win a ball game, but I'm also managing to cover my ass. And I'm going down with my best guys on the field.
Yeah.
And if that means Gavin Sheets, if that means Ryan O'Hearn, fine. Fine. But the thing has been with the two-hole situation. We've talked about it until we're blue in the face. Then Mike Petriello absolutely nails it yesterday. It's still kind of incomprehensible that Luis Arraez is hitting this high. He's hit second most of the year. And, again, this is not personal bias. I like Luis Arraez a lot. San Diego's number two hitters all season long were tied for last in runs scored, 29th in runs driven in, 27th in OBP, and 29th in run value. The quote, I don't get it. Tied for last, 29th, 27th, 29th. It seems like an obvious solution. You know, maybe you go Arise, Toddy,
Merrill.
And then they're going to have to face Imanaga at some point anyway. Do you want Arise, though, getting more ABs than anybody else? That's the other thing that you have to worry about. You could get squirrely if you wanted to. Your back's against the wall. You could throw out a lineup, Ben, that is going to look a little bit different and probably not going to be super comfortable, and you're probably going to hurt some feelings doing it, but you might have to try it. You know, do you take the bat out of Manny's hands in the first innings against Kittredge? Because he's only going one, is my guess. If you counter with two lefties at the top, that kind of, okay, now I got matchups I want.
I don't think they're bumping Manny below four. Now, Xander was great yesterday.
He's been such...
Two hits, smoked another one for a line-out. I mean, Xander came through.
He's been such a better postseason performer than Manny. So much better.
But I don't think he's going to hit ahead of Manny. I really don't see that happening. So you're hoping, if you do move Manny down to cleanup, that he does get up in the first inning.
Yeah.
That you're getting some runners on, right, and he's getting that opportunity. And then what? Is O'Hearn fifth and Bogart sixth? And that is that how you separate the lefty lane a little bit? I mean, I think that's the logical solution. Arise, Tatis, Merrill, Manny, O'Hearn, Bogarts, Sheets, Cronenworth, or Cronenworth Fermin. You'll have two lefties one way, either 7-8 or 9-1. But that does somewhat mitigate your lefty lane by doing that. and you've had Arias hit first.
Oh, it does. It absolutely mitigates it. There's no more lane.
There's no more back-to-back. There's always going to be a back-to-back somewhere.
You don't have to.
You can't have righty-lefty all the way through. At some point, 9-1, you're going to have back-to-back hitters
of
the same.
Yeah.
Somewhere you're going to have.
9-1, you will. Yeah. That's true.
But there's no way to avoid that. The other team will also have either two righties or two lefties at some point, even if you alternate, because 9-1 will always be the same. So that's one way you could do that, but it means Arias getting the most at-bats, which Family Man Bro says is criminal. unless he gets three hits,
unless he gets three genius. Yeah. Yeah, and the way around it is if you literally put Jose Iglesias as your DH or Luis Camposano as your DH or Bryce Johnson as your left fielder.
Take Sheets out until later in the game when they put in another righty.
Yeah, correct. Correct. And again, you know, I think it's very important that you score off of in the first couple of, you do not want to see Palencia again
in the shadows.
You do not want to see Keller with them having a lead again in the shadows. The shadows are going to be the same.
The other question, we got to take a quick timeout, but we're going to bump. Don't do this because I want to talk about this game. I also want to talk about the other games yesterday, and we got Bud Black coming in at 8. Do you go to Michael King at some point in this game with your season on the line?
I think you do.
Can your season end without ever having Michael King get into a game? See him at some point today?
If you had asked me that 6 months ago, I would have said you're out of your mind.
Of course.
But now things have changed.
All right, we'll talk about that coming up next. Take a quick timeout. More Bennett Woods on the way after traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's given over. Don't do this. A little behind this morning. Had we brought you Don't Do This, it would have been brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com. This is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Clearly, today, Woods, is all hands on deck. It's an elimination game.
Yeah.
You can't leave anything on the table. Everything goes in trying to win this baseball game today. There is no tomorrow. But let's say things go well.
Yeah.
Let's imagine a universe like yesterday's where your starting pitching from Dylan Cease is pretty good. And, you know, he gets through three shutout innings. What's your plan? Are you bringing in Michael King next? Are you bringing in Adrian Morejon or Wandy Peralta against lefties and then bringing in Michael King in the fifth inning? Are you letting Dylan Cease go into the fourth inning if he gets through three innings unscathed?
That's a hard no.
So one time through the order for Dylan Cease is all you're asking today.
Three innings, one hit ball.
Done.
He's done.
And you're still, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
The numbers.
Nine up, nine down, nine strikeouts.
See ya.
He's done. You're three innings of Dylan Cease.
I mean, look, it's not, you know, you saw this go on in New York last night with pulling Max Fried at 102 pitches, and everyone is crushing Aaron Boone. Crushing. Dylan Cease isn't Max Fried. Dylan Cease is untrustworthy. He's not he hasn't been a postseason performer at all. Not even a little. B, the numbers tell you second time through the order for this guy is a train wreck. So don't tempt fate in an elimination game. This isn't one of those where you're like, well, it really sets us up well for the next day or the next series. No, there is no next day. There is no next series. I'm going down swinging.
He has a career 12.91 ERA.
In the postseason. Yeah, dude. He hasn't been
most
good.
Of that is last year against the Dodgers in game one and game four,
right,
which he only pitched four innings total in those two games and gave up five or six runs. So that's most of his postseason ERA. He pitched once with the White Sox.
7.2 innings.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a very, very small sample size.
Yeah, but you know what's not a small sample size? The entire season is a big sample size.
It is.
It's a huge
one. Now, he had a 2.8 ERA down the stretch in September.
Great.
Pitched well at the end of the season.
Go get me at the most probably 10. No, he's not facing Bush. If he gives one through nine, unless we're up 6-0.
All right. I agree with you. I think ideal situation, you know, nine up, nine down, and then you bring in Adrian Morejon to get the Chap Tucker, you know, in the fourth inning, top of the order there. And then I think you go to Michael King for the fifth and the sixth as you go through perhaps at that point.
Yep.
And then hopefully you've got a lead going into the seventh and you deploy Mason Miller for five outs and Robert Suarez for four. Some combination of that to try to get you to the finish line. To me, that is the plan. And then on, you know, Thursday, you got Yu Darvish starting. And again, everyone in the bullpen is available. You've hopefully got, you know, most guys rested. Miller will have gone twice in a row, but you need Mason Miller for another, you know, inning. I think he's got it in him knowing there's an off day on Friday or 150 off days coming up right after that.
He's incredible. He's incredible. He's an incredible pitcher. Converting him to a starter, I'm like, okay. Cool Arrow says, this plan sucks. Why? Why
well,
does it
would you,
suck?
Would you rather see David Morgan?
No.
Someone else in the middle innings?
No.
Would you rather see Brad Gley Rodriguez?
No.
Or would you rather see Michael King?
Michael King,
You said something, Woods, heading into the last commercial break, something along the lines of things have changed. And I remember I asked, I don't know if it was Monday or late last week, like, if you're managing, like, do you change your plans at all for games two and three based on how game one went? Like, they were pretty clear. They said Dylan Cease is starting game two. But, like, after seeing that result and being down and now facing elimination heading into today's game, would that change anything if you were the manager?
No.
Would you be like, man, maybe we should start King?
No.
Maybe we should start Darvish?
Because, again, I think the matchup, albeit it's on the road, he's not pitched well on the road. I understand all that. But the matchup against that team in particular, Paulie, if it was the Dodgers, maybe I probably would go Michael King. If it was another team, I probably would go Michael King. Because it's the Cubs that can't hit Velo up, I'm going to go with my guy that throws second hardest on the team, essentially, maybe the third. And I'm going to tell him, you throw heaters up in the zone, sliders away, don't hang your slider, and I think we'll be in good shape. I think you can get those nine outs that we so desperately need from you. And then I'm aggressive after that. I'm very aggressive with Adrian Morejon, and I'm very aggressive with Mason Miller, and I'm very aggressive potentially with Michael King as well.
I said early in the season, repeated again, I don't think the Padres were going very far without Michael King being Michael King in the playoffs. There's a chance he could still be Michael King, but if you don't use him today, your season may end without ever deploying him. It may backfire.
Which, again, though, Benny, it could. Like you said, if you told me 6 months ago, you're going to go to a playoff series and Michael King's not going to pitch, this is before the freak injuries and all that, I would have said, you're out of your mind. He's my game one starter.
Six months ago, yes.
But now, has he showed you enough to say you have to pitch Michael King?
But I still think he has to pitch. Because the goal is to win the World Series.
Right.
And
if you're going to
win the World Series, he's going to have to pitch. And he's going to have to pitch well.
He's going to have to start.
He's going to have to start in the Division Series. He's going to have to start twice in the LCS. And he's going to have to start twice in the World Series. And if he can't get it done now, well, then it doesn't really matter. But you're going to have to give him an opportunity. So I want to give him that opportunity at some point today in relief of Dylan Cease. Because you're going to have to pitch him at some point. So let's see him now. And if it doesn't work out, well, maybe it was never going to work out, and your season wasn't going anywhere, and your postseason wasn't going anywhere anyway.
I'm not trying to get guys work.
I'm not getting Michael King work. I need Michael King to be Michael King. And there's a chance he will be. We've seen flashes of it. You need him to lock in.
But again,
might as well start today.
It's all dependent on how the offense is going.
What's up? This is Michael King.
For me, it's all dependent on how the offense is going. If you're up four, you can give a little bit more rope to Dylan Cease.
I'm not counting on more than a couple of runs. I think you're going to have to win a low-scoring game.
How could you?
Right. You can't.
You'll
be going up against those same tough pitchers as yesterday.
Yeah. Ultimately, if Cease gives up two first-run innings, and that's it, and pitches fine after that,
do I have to stay?
And we lose 2-0,
you're still in a lot of trouble.
If we give up like a bunch of runs in the first, do we have to stay at Park 101? I'm assuming we do. Because I'm going to want to walk out the door.
You can drink heavily.
I can't. I've got kids.
Paulie will give you a ride.
I got a family. I got baseball practice tonight.
I'll be on a scooter. I'm kidding. Should get a little side cart for that thing.
Please get a sidecar for your scooter and I'll sit in it. The greatest.
I'll pay money for that picture.
Greatest.
Whee!
Listen, somebody said earlier, man, you guys have no faith. And I said, you're absolutely right. I don't have any faith. You know what I have? I have hope. I don't have faith. I have hope. I'm hoping that miraculously, this team finds its power stroke. I'm hoping miraculously that Dylan Cease loves it.
I don't think they need a miracle. It's not to the extent of a miracle.
We saw a lot of home runs
in September. I mean, they have a power stroke. Will they come out today? I don't know.
But
it doesn't
hope.
Need a miracle.
But it's hope. It's not faith.
But you'd also be delusional to expect it to happen today.
Correct.
I don't expect a big offensive output. What about this team has told you, oh yeah, they got 8 runs in them today. Not much.
The Friar hopeful. Yes, that's exactly it. And the Friar hopeful stand is one. That makes more sense to me than the Friar faithful.
For the hopeful.
For the hopeful stand is one.
Our friend Bavacquafina says, he built a very flawed, inconsistent lineup.
It's not the lineup.
Well, every baseball player is inconsistent to a certain extent.
They are, but it's again.
The lineup is less flawed with Ramon Laureano.
There's no doubt.
It's definitely more flawed without him, especially against all the lefties that the Cubs have. This was a bad matchup offensively for the Padres. I think pitching-wise, pretty good matchup against the Cubs. But offensively, bad matchup against all their lefties, again, with no Ramon Laureano.
Well, let's stack 5 in a row today and see if that works.
All right, we'll see. We will have a lineup probably before the end of the show. We will hear from Mike Shildt before the end of the show.
If it's the same one, you might watch me pull my hair out with my own hands.
We will get thoughts.
It's the same lineup.
From another longtime manager in studio coming up in about 25 minutes when Bud Black joins us. When we come back, though, I want to talk about some of the other games as well in Major League Baseball. Yesterday, we are elimination day for 4 teams in Major League Baseball, not just the Padres. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, SDFatLoss.com was my way to lose weight. I did it 2 summers ago. And I had done other weight loss programs. I had done the shakes, and I didn't like it, but I got through it, and I lost weight. But the problem was, once I went back to real food, I immediately gained the weight back. Within 6 to 8 months, I was pretty much back up to what I was before. I could not maintain my weight loss. But with SDFatLoss.com, I lost the weight fast, 40 pounds in 60 days, and I have maintained every single pound of weight loss for over 2 years. They will explain how to do it, how to change your metabolism, how to jumpstart your body to lose weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days with no injections and no exercise and eating foods you like. I ate a lot of steak and chicken and vegetables. You can do fish, whatever you want. They will explain it and tell you when to eat, how much to eat. Yeah, it'll be rough for a couple of days. I got used to it really quickly, and then the weight came off and getting on that scale. A delight. Join the tier ones who have already lost a ton of weight and sign up. Set up your free consultation today at sdfatloss.com. sdfatloss.com for your free consultation. And by December, you could already have the weight off before Christmas season. It's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yet another managerial opening in Major League Baseball this morning. Get to that in just a second. First, you can join us later today at Park 101 in Carlsbad for our 97.3 The Fan postseason watch party. Ben Woods, Paulie, Braden, Chris, Scraby, I think Italian Paul will all be out there watching the game starting at noon today. Park 101, a bi-level sports bar, rooftop deck, huge screens, North County's best barbecue, craft cocktails, and we'll be giving away autographed baseballs and a signed Xander Bogaerts jersey, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. Join us today at Park 101, 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village. Brian Snitker has announced he will retire as manager of the Atlanta Braves, but will stay in the organization, adding yet another managerial opening. We thought it would be a very quiet Black Monday slash Tuesday slash Wednesday. We were wrong about that. That is now, I believe, five managerial openings. Ron Washington won't return. Yep. Bruce Bochy won't return. The Giants fired Bob Melvin. And the Twins fired Rocco Baldelli.
And now Brian Snitker.
Plus you have, I think, Pittsburgh is still... They kept their manager.
Kelly, yep.
The Rockies, though, will be looking for a new manager, I believe, as well.
Potentially.
After their interim, potentially. So as many as six openings right now in Major League Baseball, with a lot of good managers on the sidelines. Our friend Skip Schumacher, David Ross has been talking about, who was the Cubs manager before they kind of kicked him out the door for Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
Trying to get back into the game. It'll be an interesting hiring season coming up for potential skippers.
Yeah, I wonder. Buddy Black's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. I wonder, A, what he's been doing since.
Why is he not interviewing right now?
I know. Maybe he is. We have no idea. You have no idea. But does he miss it? Does he want to get back into that dugout? You know?
All right, let's check traffic. And then when we come back, we'll look at the other three games yesterday in Major League Baseball before Buddy Black joins us coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. Playoffs started just minutes after our show yesterday, and just minutes after that, the hottest team in baseball going into the postseason, the Guardians, made a mess of things. A first-inning unearned run against the Detroit Tigers, and then another unearned run off Gavin Williams on a squeeze bunt. In the seventh inning, the only two runs the Tigers needed for Tarek Skubal, who was absolutely nasty.
That's an ace. That's what an ace looks like right there. You can have your team can have an ace. A guy you consider an ace, that's an ace right there.
14 strikeouts, 7 2/3 innings, gave up just the one run. And it looked like it might be enough for the Guardians to stay in that game, but Detroit pulls out the win. The coldest team going into the playoffs is now one win away from advancing. The hottest team one loss away from being eliminated on their home field. And another big mistake in the ninth inning. Jose Ramirez, the tying run, gets to third. Nobody out.
Nobody out.
And a quick comebacker on the mound, and he was caught too far off with a secondary lead, trapped between home and third, erasing the tying run for the first out. Ouch for the Guardians.
Brutal. Just as brutal of a scenario as you could come up with if you're the Guardians. The place went bananas. Bananas. Ball was thrown away. He actually kicked it down the line, involuntarily kicked it down the line, and got all the way to third base. And you're like, we got it. We're at least going to tie this thing. They didn't. Very poor execution by the Cleveland Guardians. We are also very familiar with poor execution yesterday. Runners on third and less than two outs.
Guardians will now face elimination today. And in a surprising announcement, they are starting in center field one of their top prospects. And not one they had brought up before, making his major league debut. Chase DeLauter,
yes,
is going to start in center field for the Guardians today. I don't know how you explain that necessarily, but that is something.
Offense. You explained it because you want offense. Now, again, making your debut has got to be terrifying at the big league level. Making your debut in an elimination game in Cleveland is got to be the worst feeling of all time. And and the best. I mean, I'm sure he's tore up the minors. He's ready for it. He's playing center field. He's batting in the seven hole. Hey, kid, go out and have some friggin' fun. They don't know anything about you. You don't know anything about them. Go out and see ball, hit ball.
Ryan Weathers did it for the Padres in 2020, making his major league debut in the postseason. No fans or anything, though. This will be a different situation for DeLauter. Meanwhile, speaking of aces, he had two of them on the mound at Yankee Stadium. Max Fried against Garrett Crochet.
What a game.
Yankees had the 1-0 lead on just the one solo home run by Anthony Volpe in the second inning. Otherwise, Crochet was almost as nasty as Skubal. But
maybe more so.
But they couldn't score until they took Fried out in the top of the seventh, and Luke Weaver gave up the two-run go-ahead single to Masataka Yoshida. And then the Red Sox added one, so they went 3-1 to the ninth.
This was
Aroldis Chapman going for the four-out save. Loads the bases with nobody out.
Three singles.
You've got the tying run at second, the winning run at first, and he gets out of the jam with no damage.
No damage.
And the Boston Red Sox get the win in their hated enemy's ballpark in game one.
I think the record against the Yankees in the playoffs is like they're like 9-1 in their last 10 or something. They have absolutely owned them. Alex Cora said after the game, yeah, we feel very comfortable here. That's not what you want to hear. We know it. We experience it here with our rivals as well. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all. So that was a shock. And again, man, you know, you talk about You talk about how you deploy your lineup in the postseason, Ben. I saw a lot of people, you know, again, they left 50 home runs-ish on the bench with Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm. Now, both of those guys have not been great against left-handed pitchers. Neither of them. Who's got great numbers off of Garrett Crochet? Actually, Ahmed Rosario had good numbers of him. They started him at second base. But what do you do? What do you do? Do you go down? You play in matchups. Do you, again, pulling Fried is another one where people are losing their minds. And Fried
said, there's talk that Aaron Boone could be out if they lose this game.
Fried said, no, I've had more. I wanted to get out of it. Again, Luke Weaver's been terrible. He's been terrible for them. So to go to him, immediately cough up the lead, what a kick in the nuts for them.
And then last night, I had a little PTSD and certainly some sympathy for Reds fans. Giving up a Shohei Ohtani bomb to start the game, and you just go, oh, it's going to be one of these kind of games. And it was. Ohtani goes deep twice. Teoscar Hernandez goes deep twice. Tommy Edman goes deep. And Blake Snell looked like very much the Blake Snell that can be a Cy Young winning ace, going seven innings. Gave up two runs, but those were in the seventh when they had a giant lead, 8-0 at that point. He was fantastic with 9 strikeouts as the Dodgers get that 10-5 win. The bullpen's still an issue, but it's less of an issue when you have an 8-run lead late in the game. Now, if it's a 1 or 2 run lead, the Dodgers could still be in trouble, but an 8-run lead, they were okay, giving up a few runs late in the game to the Reds.
Yeah. I mean, it is to watch them come out and hit 5 home runs was just like, oh, okay, they've clearly turned it on in October.
Paulie just went to get our guest. I feel like the music's going to kick in. He may have taken it off because he's coming back right now. The music didn't kick in like I was expecting it to. We are going to take a timeout. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a special guest in studio. You might have seen him walk in on our YouTube stream, joining us to talk baseball playoffs and more. Former Padres and Rockies skipper Bud Black going to be with us next with Ben and Woods.
Huge.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.